Well, yeah, I don't know exactly how long I've been coming here. But when I first came here, I thought I knew everything. You know, God and me were just like this. And I got knocked down, beat up, because I really didn't know anything. You know, I went to the church for many, many years, and this will shock you, but I was an elder. They asked me if I would join. I didn't know what an elder was, but I said yeah, because I knew everything, and which I didn't. And when I come here, I knew I didn't. But in your life, in your time,
that's all right, don't worry about it. I'll take care of
you. Your time with Christian life. I can see Christian life is right, isn't it? Thank you. You had many questions, you know, go through your mind, or I did. maybe I shouldn't say you all, because you've been a Christian a lot longer than I've been, and I'm older than all of you. But and I miss so much that I, you know, the life that I could have had, I lost. And questions go through your mind. And I'm going to tell them to you. But at the end, I'm going to tell you how to find all these things that I just asked you. Who is God? Who is He? You know, did you ever ask yourself, who is God? I have. Who is man? What purpose is man? What purpose is God? And then I ask, well, there's man and there's God. So how does man find God? Where is He? How do you go look for God? These are questions I've asked in my life. And then I threw in, who is Jesus? God. First I had to find out about God, then what man. Now you got to go into Jesus. Who is He? What's He got to do with us? What did He do for us? And I looked for Him, and I never really found Him, nor did I find Jesus. And it bothered me. Where do you get it? Where do you find it? Why does God suffer the world, the people in it? Why do they suffer? You know, if he's so great, why didn't he make everybody healthy? That bothered me. What is prayer? What do we pray? Every day, every week we pray. Why? What is prayer? These are questions that I went through. I'm not saying you did, but these are questions I ask about myself. There are so many things that I didn't know and couldn't find, didn't know anybody to find it for me. And then I met this girl. God, I don't know if it was the biggest mistake of my life or the best thing that happened in my life. But I thought I'd give her a chance. And we went to seniors together. So I said, well, she couldn't be too bad, you know. And she said one day, I go to this church called Wings. Does anybody, you want to go with me? You know, she just blurted out. And boy, I hit her in the face. I said, I will. I'll go with you. And I think she's dreaded it the whole few years that we've been together. But God knew what he was doing because he does that. He put me in the right place at the right time. And I don't know if I'm going to say the right person, but he gave me the best friend that I could ever ask for. As Debbie. So I finally walked in this church down that hall, and I was home. For the first time, I was home. And I found out, took me, and I'm still working on it. You're gonna have to excuse my throat. But, you know, God, I found him. I even found out about Jesus. Not what he could do, what I found out and what he did for me. So I met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. Was so friendly because when you come to church, you come for two things. You come to be filled. Every time you come to church, every Sunday, you come to be filled. And if you're not being filled, you're in the wrong place. So I was filled by the greatest man in the world, Reverend. I called it Reverend. Is that okay? Oscar, he just tells it as it is. And he said one day, I don't care if there's one person out there, nobody else shows up, that one person, that one person needed to hear what he had to say. He didn't care if there's 1,000 people out there. But if this one person heard the message that he said that day, that's all that mattered to him. And that's the way it should be. They shouldn't be preaching things that don't mean anything to them or to you. If there's one person or 1,000, and that's what you got, you out there every Sunday heard this man tell a story about Jesus or God or a person or somebody, that somebody out there needed to hear what he was saying. And he does it with such, I don't know, but he does it. And then there's another person who I would like to be like, but can't. I just maybe someday I will. But this man is not afraid of the gospel. He's not afraid to preach the gospel. And he ain't afraid to tell you about it. And it is Clyde. This man gets up and says, Jesus. I mean, he not only tells up, he's want everybody out there to hear it. He's not afraid to say something about the gospel or God or Jesus. He tells it like it's in him. It's in him. And those two people, Oscar and Clyde, are wonderful for this church or for any church, because when they walk in, it comes alive. And God finally comes alive. And Jesus is right behind him, and he comes alive. Because somebody out there is gonna hear about Jesus and God. And that's what we come to church to find out. Who is God? And who is Jesus? And who is a lot of things? If we just listen and hear the words out of this book. It's a little book. This one, I didn't bring mine because it wouldn't hold up. I have it taped. And this one is my son's, and it ain't much better. But this is where I found God. And I found Jesus. And I want to thank you for that. Clyde, thank you.